And so as we breathe into celebrating this wonderful day today, Mother's Day, in honor of the Divine Feminine, I would just breathe into the space of love, and we acknowledge the activity of Spirit. And in unity, we have a daily publication with a wonderful inspirational message, and I'll ask Timothy Simpson to come forward to read that, and then we will move after that into our time of prayerful meditation.
I would like to just take a minute to wish all the mothers out there everywhere happy Mother's Day. Blessing for mothers, Sunday, May 14th, 2023. I bless all mothers with thoughts of gratitude. There's nothing quite like a mother's love, so nurturing, caring, and warm. Today, I bless the women in my life who express this love in all they do. Whether it's the woman who raised me, or any of the other women I know who so generously shared a mother's love, I have felt the care of God through their tender touch and encouraging words. Over the years, I have grown strong and confident under their kind direction and have relied upon their wisdom. The Divine Feminine flourishes on earth in the loving words and caring hands of mothers and all of those who share a mother's love. I bless them and pray they know the love of God as they have shared it so generously with me. Then the mother of the child said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave without you." That's 2 Kings 4:30.
Thank you. And so I invite you to take this moment, this time apart from the busyness of the outer world, to breathe, to recenter your focus of awareness in the core of your being, in the very heart, the mind and heart of God that are resonant within us. And as you breathe and as you relax, as you open yourselves to this moment and to this experience, I will be toning our singing bowl, which resonates at the musical vibrational rate of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. And as I do so, I invite you to feel the flow of this energetic wavelength moving in and through your being, touching your heart, healing, blessing, nurturing, and uplifting. And so as we continue to breathe and to let go and to just be immersed in the light that is the flow of beingness of the Creator of all that is, and as we are immersed in this light and as we are open to this flow, we give thanks for Mother Earth, the birthing of all things. We feel our feet planted, receiving that energy that is of springtime, that is of growth, that is flowering and blooming and becoming. We feel that energy moving up through our body, like a light that shines upon us and also shines from within us. And we just let it shine forth. Moves through our entire body and out our arms, out the fingertips, up through our body to our head chakra and out to connect with that which is the divine masculine, that which is Father God. So we recognize that there is a cycle, a yin and a yang of interwovenness that completes us and as that is the wholeness of all creation. Divine masculine, divine feminine. Inherent in all of us. And today is a day to honor and recognize that which is the divine feminine aspect in our world, in our lives, and those who were our mothers or who were as a mother to us, who shared their love, who taught us, who cared for our scraped knees, who dried our tears. Who held us, hugged us, and loved away the dark shadows and reminded us of the beauty of who we are. And so we recognize this in those who were as mothers or those who have been or are our mothers, and we recognize this as the flow of Mother God, the Divine Feminine, in expression. We just feel our hearts open wide and experiencing the love that is shared. We take a moment to simply bask in that light, in that grace, with a sense of gratitude and appreciation, in a moment of silence. And so in this place of experiencing that eternal flow of almighty love, of grace, of light, we now shine that light forth to share it with others, to bless those who have placed their prayers in our prayer box. We speak aloud the names of our friends and loved ones and situations we would bless. And let us take time especially to speak aloud the name or names of our mothers or those who were as a mother to us. Helen, Beth, Patricia, Martha, Waynette, Bob and Karen Libby, Jolene and Richard, Linda and John, Sue Ann, Teresa, Mary Lou, Mary Beth, Lisa, Jim, Vicky, Evan, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries, Unity World Headquarters. And so together we bless and hold dear in prayer in that higher consciousness of the activity of spirit, all whose names have been spoken and whose names are in our prayer box and whose names are in our hearts. We give thanks, beloved infinite feminine divine God, in your name we pray.